Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Belinda, who has a problem with her ankle.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hi Belinda, good to see you.
Over 2 months ago, I went over my ankle and really badly damaged it. I've got some photos of it. Went to the hospital straight away, had an x-ray. I got the impression that the doctor didn't think it was as bad as it actually ended up being, because he said, oh, you'll be back on your feet within a few days. Mm-hmm. And then he booked us a physio appointment 2 weeks after that, and I went to that physio and he was like, this is really bad, you should have been put in a boot and stuff like that.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was like that when I first did it, and then the bruising ended up, it was bruised on both sides. It was like all my toes and everything were black, but the bruising ended up right up here and everything.
Crikey.
I've been to physio 3 times now and it's just getting no better. I can't like keep having, well, if I'm on it a lot, it gets really swollen and red and it just aches all the time. And I just don't know what, like, it's been over 2 months now and it sort of hit a point where it feels like it's not getting any better. If we do anything to it, like, for example, I was walking down the stairs the other day and I just, you know, when you just sort of miss your step and, like, I hit my heel and it just, the pain is just ridiculous.
Okay.
I've done it a few times when I was younger on this same ankle, so I think it was just weak, and then this time was just, it was awful.
And
I can't, like, do any exercise or anything. It's just stopping us doing stuff now, so I'm just wondering if there's anything else that can be done.
All about your right ankle?
Yeah. Right one.
Okay. And this is the main thing you're here about. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
No, okay.
Between you and the physiotherapist, what do you think you've done?
He's just given us exercises to do. But last time I went, he was surprised that it hadn't got any better. So he's booked us in again for next Friday. But all he's doing is giving us exercises to do, and it doesn't seem like they're going to suggest anything else.
Yeah.
But he does seem to be quite shocked that it's not getting any better.
Sure.
But he hasn't suggested anything else.
Okay. And with you coming here today, were there any thoughts about what might be happening that's stopping it from getting better?
I just don't know. I don't know whether it's just the ligaments have just healed badly. I mean, when I did it, I heard the pop. And when I went straight to A&E, had an x-ray to check whether it was broken or not, and it wasn't broken. But the doctor was like, you know, keep off it for a few days. And I couldn't put any weight on it for about 2.5 weeks, and then even after that, I was, you know, I couldn't drive, and it sort of like healed to a point, and then it's been for about a month and a half now that it's just exactly the same. And if I do anything, it just comes back again, and it swells up and gets all red and
cracking.
It's just stopping us like doing any exercise or anything, and it's just at what point is this just going to be like this forever, or
yeah.
That's what, so I'm just wondering if there's any...
It's impacting on your activities.
Yeah.
Work-wise?
Work-wise, I work... Like, I'm an architect, so I'm just in an office, really, but it doesn't affect us there.
Site visits, not an issue or anything like that?
Well, I haven't been on any site visits yet, so that...
Okay.
Any uneven ground...
Yeah.
It's just... Because it just doesn't feel right still. It feels like it's not strong enough to...
Yeah.
In any, like... Because even, like, during the night, I keep getting these spasms where it, like, almost jolts.
Yeah.
And then it's just this severe pain. And then in the morning, it's always, when I get up in the morning, it's always really achy and like really stiff when I'm walking on it.
Okay. Home life?
It's just, you know, I can't wear high heels, which is a nightmare. But that's...
Yeah. Okay.
I just, you know, I kind of do much exercise. I kind of go to the gym. I kind of do any cardio exercise because... You know, for example, if I try to run, just as soon as I went off like that, I just get a bad pain in it. So it's just stopped me.
Crikey. Okay. This is the first time you've ever had anything like this go on?
Well, I've done it a few times when I was younger, but nowhere near as bad as this.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was bad then.
Always the same joint, was it?
It's always the same ankle, yeah. Okay.
With coming here today, do you have any particular thoughts about what you're hoping I would do for you today?
I've got no idea. I'm just wondering whether this is normal or not.
Yeah. And between your... chats with the physio, and or with anyone else, mm-hmm. that anyone else suggested, oh, you need to get such and such thing done.
The only person I've spoken to about a similar thing is a girl at work who had a similar thing, and she said she just kept, it just didn't get any better, and in the end she ended up having a surgery. But I don't know whether that's
okay.
the same, a similar thing, or
yeah.
whether that's just...
Crikey. Okay, all right. No problems with your other joints at all? You're well in yourself,
yeah,
otherwise.
I mean, it was an actual injury. Yeah. I didn't just...
Who's at home with you?
I live with my boyfriend.
Yeah, and what does he think?
He's the one who's telling us to come here. He's been telling us to come here for ages, just because I just keep complaining about it. And he's like, stop complaining about it and go to the doctors.
Does he have any thoughts about what we should be doing about it?
Would neither of us know, because...
Just want to get better.
Yeah, okay. Just...
Can I just check, there's nothing else that might be behind all of this? You've never had problems with your joints before, nothing in your family, and you're not double-jointed or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
No, okay. But it's only that joint that's ever been a problem. So,
I mean, I did it when I was about 15 playing football, and then I did it again playing football, and then this time I was playing football, but just like in the garden, just messing around in the garden, and I sort of like, there's a lip, like a little pave, like little curb stone thing that sort of sticks up a little bit more, and I just stood on that and just went, all my weight went over, and I heard a pop and everything.
Can you bear weight now?
Yeah, I can do it, like, day to day.
It's just every now and then it catches,
Yeah, it's fine. It's just when, for example, them spasms in the night.
Yeah.
Just the achiness is just aching constantly.
And is your physiotherapist capable of asking for an opinion from...
I've got no idea.
...orthopaedic teams?
I don't know, that's what I'm...
Usually they are, and quite often if we're thinking that you might need further investigation, including an MRI scan, that sort of thing, or an opinion from a specialist with regard to joints, they're capable of doing that referral up the way to push things further. Okay, right, let me have a look at it today, if that's okay.
There's not much to look at it, to be honest, it just looks normal. I mean, it's always a little bit more swollen. So
do you mind me comparing that with the other sides? Yeah. If you slip your shoes and socks off on both sides, that'd be really helpful. So as I watched you when you were walking in, you walked in comfortably with a normal walk, and you're not limping at all. Okay, there's no obvious swelling looking at the ankle at the moment.
It's just if I go for a long walk or something, it swells up.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of the stability of the joints at the moment, so no problems in terms of standing on your tiptoes. You can push me away. Push. So Achilles is absolutely fine.
Well, it's the Achilles that hurts the most when I do things.
Okay.
Yeah.
This area here.
Yeah, like all up down here.
That's interesting, because it's not at all tender while I'm pressing at the moment,
is it? It's not tender.
No.
No.
Okay, good. If I press against the bones in your foot, they all seem fine, particularly the ones which are linked to the ligament. And when you went over...
That way, yeah.
This way, which is an inversion injury of the ankle, which tends to rip the ligament support of the ankle. Now, if I pull the ankle forward, then the ankle's very stable. And then if I put some stresses on the ankle to check the ligaments of the ankle, so first of all, the inside ligament supports of the ankle, they're fine. And then if I... invert the foot.
Not comfortable.
Not comfortable.
None of it's comfortable, but...
It's not agony.
No, it's not agony.
It's not moved.
That's in there. Yeah.
So you're getting some pain there rather than here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is a bit unusual, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you had an x-ray at the time.
Yeah.
So there's no crepitus, there's no grinding when I'm moving your ankle about there, and it's got a good range of movement in the ankle itself, so that feels okay. Okay. Okay, that's really helpful. Okay, lovely. Want to put your shoes and socks back on again now?
I mean, like I say, I think, I don't know whether it's just because it's so weak that when I keep doing stuff to it, it's not like...
Yeah,
It's stopping it, the healing process a bit, like, I think, setting us back a little bit.
I think neither of us are thinking that there's a broken bone that's causing problems.
No.
So we're not thinking necessarily that an x-ray would make a great deal of difference.
But I think because the first time I went, it was after 2 weeks I'd done it, and it was still like black and blue.
Yeah.
And he checked my x-ray then as well, just as a double check, and he said it definitely wasn't broken.
Okay. I think both of us are concerned that ligament's taking a bit longer than you'd like to get better. I guess the blood supply to ligaments are pretty poor, and for things to take 6 weeks to get better in a ligament, it's not surprising. And then if you injure it again, it tends to tweak and tends to pull the fibres of the ligament and tends to bruise again, and is really painful. And from the looks of that picture that you showed me before, you had a lot of bruising,
yeah,
and therefore the chances are that you did have a significant sprain, a tear, yeah, of that ligament, and it's just taken a long time to fix. Yeah. So what can we do to enhance that healing to allow you to get back towards your normal, yeah, activities as quickly as possible? Well, I'm thinking probably that you're doing all the stretching exercises that, yeah, you do, that you should be doing anyway, because the physio is teaching you to, yeah, do those. It might well be that the physio would want to do an MRI scan to look at those ligaments and make sure there's nothing that's getting in the way, yeah, of that healing process. And he may also want to ask for a second opinion from an orthopaedic surgeon to, right, say, well, we've done this MRI scan, what else do we need to do, yeah, to make sure that this minimises then any future disability, yeah, for you? Does that all make a bit of sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you using, definitely, any painkillers or anything like that?
Well, just when the aching comes on, so just paracetamol or ibuprofen.
Okay. Can I double check? You've never had problems with your blood pressure at all?
No.
You'd get no irritation in your stomach when you take the ibuprofen. No. So it's okay to be taking that sort of, yeah, thing. It might be slightly safer for you to use a Rob-On version, right, of ibuprofen. Okay. So Aljosal or ibuprofen, right, gel, yeah, which you can buy over the counter, yeah, and put those on as often as you like. That's safer and probably, right, as effective.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's worthwhile doing. And those balancing exercises are crucial to, yeah, to allow you to have good mobility in the ankle.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're probably not going to do an x-ray at the moment. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it maybe for the physio to organise an MRI, right, scan. Yeah. But if you need me to do a second referral to the physiotherapy department to, yeah, facilitate that, I'm really happy to do that.
Yeah, if you,
so just,
mind,
give,
yeah,
just give me a telephone, I mean, call about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've got a physio appointment next Friday, so I'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I say, he said the last one he thought he was going to sign us off, but then he's said, true, you need to come back, so, yeah, I'm
because
sure
he's seen you about the same problem, then probably he doesn't need another referral from, yeah, me. But if it's helpful for me to do that, I'm quite happy to, yeah, talk to him or to do another referral to allow him to investigate you further, to do a scan or to get a second, yeah, opinion from, okay, one of his specialist, yeah, colleagues. So that's absolutely fine.
Right.
How should we leave things today?
Like I say, I can just go to this next physio appointment and I'll say I've come and seen you and just see what he says on the back of that. Okay. He seemed to think that the last one was going to be the last one. So if he thinks this one is the last one, I'll just.
Yeah. And you're okay at work?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah, at work. I mean, I had to work from home for about a month.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't drive, so.
If you can't, yeah. So this is in terms of safety for the things that you normally do. Clearly, you're safe to drive now. Yeah. Aren't you? You're able to do an emergency, yeah, stop and all, yeah, that sort of stuff. But if you can't bear weight on it, we need to see you urgently, mm-hmm, and then we would consider. So because you're mentioning pain in your Achilles tendon, your Achilles feels okay today, uh-huh, and your calf feels okay as, yeah, well. But if all of a sudden out of the blue, you feel a tremendous pain in your Achilles and, yeah, you can't stand on your tiptoes,
yeah,
you need to be seen, okay, in the fracture clinic or here straight away,
right, yeah,
to make sure that you're not, yeah, ruptured your Achilles. But this all sounds ankle support, yeah, based, and it, yeah, sounds like it's the ligaments, yeah, within the ankle that are the main problem.
Yeah.
So very happy to, if you're not feeling that you're making progress with, mm-hmm, this and the physiotherapist hasn't facilitated anything, give me a telephone,
yeah,
call,
that'd be brilliant, yeah,
within the next 2 to 4 weeks to let me know,
yeah,
how you're progressing.
Okay, yeah.
Monday through Thursday is the best time to get in touch with, right, me, and then I can always call you back.
Right, brilliant. Yeah,
does that sound
that's
okay?
Great. Thank you for
anything,
the help.
Anything else you want clearing
that's,
up today?
No, that's all, yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Improving, risk removing, no confusing.